Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Oh, so very good to see your hearts, your radiance, your beings of light. And yes, we see all of your energy and your tongues are hanging out and your eyes are all red. And you just look like you're a bit stoned after this whole day today, huh? You have learned much. Think of all the dowsing and the swords and the dowsing some more and the energy and the releasing of the non-beneficial. We want to tell you one thing, dearest. Be not afraid to do it wrong or right. You can never hurt anyone with the selenite swords of light. They follow your intention. So whether your pendulum is swinging clockwise or counterclockwise or for yes or no, that is following your energy. You swing it counterclockwise to release that negativity, and clockwise amplifies the positivity that is within you. Understand that every part of you, every part of your field right now in this time, in this place, is raising the vibrational frequency. Is raising your vibrational frequency in your field. And with these divine little tools that you see, that this frequency is calling in automatically your guides, your angels, your beings of light that are working on in your benefit, are working for your benefit. So as you set it in your room to ask your room to be balanced and ask all to enter your doorway with peace and love and light, that is fact then. So we feel that there's so much questioning in the energy. Well, am I doing it this way? Am I doing it that way? And I was taught to do something in a different way there. You must put on your own BS detector. That is what you are here for. Your discernment runs through your body. So then you get to ask, is this a resistance to learning something new? Or is this in my divine order? Your work, your plerk with the selenite swords of light is in your divine order. For you see, if every person on this planet was able to feel the peace and love and energy flowing through them that you have felt by utilizing the swords of light, imagine what the world would be like. You saw today how you shifted the consciousness of your bag of M&Ms. That was very loud. How your bag of M&Ms shifted so it is becoming more beneficial for you. You saw that. You witnessed it for yourself. Now take that same energy and move it up to the emerald grid that circles the planet and directs the energy back to the planet. Now we hear someone asking, what is the emerald grid? We love that. The emerald grid is a grid work that goes around the planet Earth. It is out above the atmosphere on the edge of it. And it reflects the energy when you connect with the emerald grid back to all of the Earth itself. The golden grid is on the outside of that. And that reflects the energy outside to the galactics, to the galaxies far away. You can connect with those anytime, but if you connect with those with the selenite swords of light, that magnifies the intention of peace on this planet. And we know peace is possible on this planet. This is the first time in how many years that there's no fighting in the Middle East. It took a virus to stop them, but there's no fighting in the Middle East. See, good comes from everything. So as you connect with your selenite sword of light, we're going to ask you for the next 7 days, and you can go on to 21 days, but for the next 7 days, as you hold your selenite swords of light in your hand, just visualize the earth in between those two. And run that energy back and forth. If you only have one selenite sword of light, then place your hand up and reflect that energy back and place the earth in between. And ask to connect to the emerald grid. And with that selenite, it is amplifying that intention. It is amplifying that energy. And that is what is indeed happening. For in that focus, you are carving the way to a new paradigm, carving the way to the new earth, carving the way to a new element of humanity, carving the way and stepping full force into 5th dimensional living. We have said many times that you are already in the 5th dimension. There are many who will argue that point, and we do not care. We do not argue with them. Because the key is, as your energy raises, you are becoming more telepathic. You are becoming, utilizing your innate abilities like you never have before. Yes, you can teleport. Yes, you can bilocate. Yet they are your innate abilities. And this wondrous little tool can help you do that. No matter the size. So trust in yourself, dearest. Trust that you have exactly what it takes to move forward and utilize these selenite gifts of light to have a greater effect on the mass consciousness of this planet. And we are going to activate that right now, or at least we're going to attempt to. Huh?
Thank you.
understand that you are. The next evolutionary step of humanity. We are honored by your presence. We are honored by your love. And we are honored by your commitment to allow this planet and its people to show all of the galaxies what is possible. We love you deeply. We see you. We know you. We hold you in unconditional love. Always. I bid you namaste. Namaste.